The following comes to Radioactive from the Voice of America.
This is Business Scene. I'm Skylar Ogden. Taiwanese electronics giant Foxconn is moving forward with plans to build a factory in Wisconsin. The company is a major supplier for various tech companies, including Apple. Terry Guo is Foxconn's chairman.
The U.S. is the largest market in the world. It has the best talent and the most advanced technology. It also has the best economic environment. From the standpoint of our company, investing in the U.S. is undoubtedly a right decision and fits with the future economic trends.
The announcement is an about-face for the technology company, which had previously said it would not build in Wisconsin because of the changing global climate and Trump's trade war with China. Foxconn assembles most of its products in China, leaving it acutely vulnerable to Trump's tariffs. The backlash in Wisconsin to that decision was strong. The state had promised Foxconn big state tax breaks, and Trump had been touting the number of blue-collar jobs it would bring to the state. Chairman Terry Guo left out the details, but credited a personal conversation with Trump as the reason for the decision's reversal.
President Trump yesterday shared with me the progress on the U.S.-China trade negotiation and said it is going smoothly and there will be a deal soon.
Foxconn originally planned to build a factory that would produce LCD flat-screen televisions, promising around 13,000 new manufacturing jobs. But it's unclear if the Wisconsin-based facility will be a manufacturing hub or more of a research and engineering center. The company did not provide details on its new commitment. Airports in China are seeing record passenger flows as the Spring Festival kicks off. Also known as the Chinese New Year, the Spring Festival marks the beginning of the lunar calendar and runs from February 4th to approximately February 18th. 10 large airports are operating around the clock during the Spring Festival travel rush. In the city of Zhengzhou, passenger trips have exceeded 90,000 daily on average, setting a record for the last 22 years. Despite the slowing economy, the number of passengers who will take flights is up by 12% compared with last year. The Spring Festival is the country's largest seasonal migration of people as families reunite for the year's most important traditional holiday. For VOA's Business Scene, I'm Skylar Ogden.
That was a program from The Voice of America.